With SRN News,
I'm Jason Walker. Tornado in Enid, Oklahoma, leaving a wide swath of destruction. No deaths have been reported, but there are a number of injured and search teams still looking through rubble for possible survivors. President Trump says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah terrorist group. After talks at the White House, the president says the meeting Thursday between the two sides, the second in the past week, went, quote, very well. Three congressional candidates accused of betting on their own elections through the prediction market Kalishi. Here is Bernie Bennett.
On Wednesday, Kalishi said it fined and suspended the men for 5 years. It's the latest case to highlight ongoing concerns about insider trading on prediction markets like Kalishi and Polymarket. The accused include Mark Moran, running as an independent in Virginia, Zeke Enriquez, a former Texas Republican primary candidate, and Matt Klein, a Democratic state senator in Minnesota. Moran admitted to betting $100 on himself. He was fined $6,200, while Klein and Enriquez settled for smaller penalties. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In a major policy shift, totally unexpected now, the Trump administration has reclassified state-licensed medical marijuana as a less dangerous drug. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The move does not legalize marijuana for medical or recreational use under U.S. law, but the order changes the way marijuana is regulated, shifting licensed medical marijuana from Schedule 1 to the less strictly regulated Schedule 3. President Trump has promised to expand Americans' access to medical treatment options. Critics say the order sends a confusing message about the dangers of marijuana. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this is SRN News. Well, correspondent Michael Harrington says it is a victory for the Ten Commandments.
A federal appeals court says Texas can require the Decalogue to be displayed in public school classrooms. The ruling by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is a victory for Republican state lawmakers, though it sets up a potential clash at the U.S. Supreme Court over the issue in the future. The Fifth Circuit Court said in its decision that Texas law does not violate the First Amendment, which protects religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
With the midterm elections looming, Democrats having an internal struggle over the role of the LGBT agenda in its platform. Following the 2024 presidential election, Democrats were divided over the role that LGBT issues played in their party's losses. Trump campaign ran a series of advertisements criticizing Vice President Kamala Harris for supporting sex change operations. This is SRN News. Correspondent Rich Thomason says it appears we may be on the verge of a golden age for nuclear power.
4 decades after the Chernobyl accident, nuclear power is seeing a global revival. About 400 reactors are operational in 31 countries, and about 70 more are under construction. Nuclear power accounts for about 10% of the world's electricity. The International Energy Agency's executive director says while Chernobyl and Japan's Fukushima disaster diminished the appetite for nuclear power, it was clear years ago that there would probably be a revival. Rich Thomason reporting.
In the meantime, strong reaction from President Trump Thursday when asked by a reporter if he would ever use nuclear weapons against Iran. The president quickly and defiantly said no. He says nuclear weapons should never be allowed to be used by anybody. More details at srnnews.com.